Let's see.
And what would you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
What would you call it what?
A peach whose meat sticks to the seed. You know, distinguish between one that sticks to the seed and one that doesn't stick to the seed.
It's a different variety of peach that will do that.
Yeah. Do you know of any names for those?
I just don't know which. I don't know enough about peaches to know which one. But I noticed some of them, the meat is away from the seed.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is there a common name?
No, I wouldn't think so. It'd be an Alberta or some other kind. I think an Alberta is the one that won't stick. Because your first peaches have come in are mostly for pickling. And they are hard, small peaches. An Alberta grows big and a good eating peach.
Where are those peaches that I see them selling alongside the road?
Well, a lot of them are growing down Fort Valley, beyond America, near Montezuma over in that section.
Do you grow them around here?
Well, a few. They don't cultivate the peaches like they should, spray them and so forth. There's a lot of care to a peach grow.
And what are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
String bean.
Any other kind of beans that don't have to be shelled?
All the limas and so forth, they have to be shelled. I don't know.
Where are some beans that do have to be shelled?
Lima bean, butter bean.
Think of any of? Okay, what do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
What do you call it?
Yeah.
We call them greens.
What do you call corn that is simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
On the cob.
Is there called corn on the cob?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but is smaller than a squirrel and just runs along the ground?
Ground squirrel. Chipmunk.
And what's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and smells bad?
That's a polecat.
And what do you call a little creature so big, about 2 to 6 inches, that hops along the ground?
Toad frog. Toad.
What about one that hops in the water?
In the water?
Yeah.
Bullfrog. Small.
Do you have any other names for different size?
No.
And what do you call a smaller variety of the same creature that makes a chirping noise?
Well, we had one they call a rain frog.
And what do you call ordinary worms used for bait and fishing?
Slop ones.